Welcome back to Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Karlfeldt. I am so excited about the show that we have ahead of us. We have some phenomenal information that could save lives. I am Dr. Michael Karlfeldt, and with me I have my co-host,
Tanya Hobo.
You're going to need to tune in to what's going on today. The information is jam-packed, so don't step away.
So excited. Let's go ahead and get this started.
Nice. So awesome that you could join us.
Yes. Well, thank you for asking. Yes, I'm excited to be here and to be a part of the show.
Well, so I know you're battling Lyme, and I know that. Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit about where it all began and what happened. How did you notice that you're dealing with something?
Yeah, so I was actually fine until I have a daughter, and she's 24 going on 25 now, but her dad had passed when she was 4 years old. And basically after that, my body was shutting down. I had gone to 3 different doctors, which that was a stretch for me because I had always done natural things. And they didn't know, they'd say this or that. Well, honestly, it was an acupuncturist that I really feel that saved my life. And he just said, Pam, your body's shutting down. And it was like, the truth. Okay. I mean, even though I didn't know exactly what it was. So
just getting that acknowledgement sometimes makes such a difference that they believe that something is wrong with you.
Right. And having, I don't want to say validation, but something, give me something that, I just knew it was real. Right. I just knew that going to the other doctors, I just, that was guessing. I just knew that in my spirit. So,
as a mother, you're just kind of used to, you just go, get things done. And then all of a sudden, you realize that things aren't functioning anymore. But it's hard to almost accept because you're so driven as a mother.
We don't have time for sickness.
No, exactly.
We're too busy.
Yeah, it's just us guys that get to lay around and sit. Mothers don't.
right.
No, so it definitely sounds like the trauma of your loss is probably what triggered it in your body. I hear that a lot. So.
Mm-hmm. And then through another doctor, they diagnosed the Lyme. So, So after that, I had actually seen Dr. K I think about 12 years ago. So I don't know in that time frame, but did do some natural stuff. Was getting a little bit better, but bottom line, I had also got born again right after that. And I was 32 years old. I was 29 when my daughter's dad had passed, took on that stress for 3 years, sick, couldn't get out of bed, awful. And I tell you what, I really believe I would be in a nursing home or dead or curled up in a wheelchair somewhere if I wouldn't have received my healing because I was sick. Yeah.
What kind of symptoms did you have?
My body. And by the way, I worked out a lot and I could do my workouts, but I could not recover. If I did anything, I couldn't get out of bed the next day. Mm-hmm. So, body aches, migraines, incredible fatigue, couldn't function, brain fog. it's been so many years ago that I wrote it all down and I wish I had it in front of me now, but just very sick. I don't know what else to say, but besides just, I literally had to lay in bed. I didn't know what else to do. I worked out of my house for 25 years. So I was able to, work, but I had to lay down a lot.
Yeah.
And pretend that I was okay, you know.
We learn how to pretend well, don't we? Just put that smile on. But yeah, so I was similar to you. I had the neurological as well as the all over body pain. So you got the double whammy of it.
And so how were you diagnosed? I mean, your acupuncturist said that your body's shutting down, and then you went to another doctor and they diagnosed you with Lyme. How was that done?
So that was actually with Dr. Pompa. I can't remember where he lived, but I was working for Dr. Rosie at the time. She's a chiropractor in the area. And he was a chiropractor too, but he was also doing a lot of other stuff. So he's the one, because we kept sending all my reports over to him. And anyways, he's the one that diagnosed it after testing. And I don't even remember. I did all kinds of tests, so I don't remember what it was that gave him the diagnosis.
Yeah, and he's well-respected practitioner. And I know he does a lot of systemic formulas, which is a product that he uses a lot, you know, for his patients. So did you, after being diagnosed, did you work with him for a while then, or how?
Yeah, so he put me on a protocol. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and how did you respond to that?
I responded pretty good, I guess. I don't remember. I mean, it was a process of up and down, as you know, detoxing and, you know, getting my body well.
And you were already so down. It was, how much sicker could you actually feel from it? Probably.
Sick.
Yeah.
Sick. Yeah. You feel it a loss, you know, when you're doing things. I have much compassion for patients that are sick, because I've been sick. So, and you know, when you're at the end of your rope, but you're doing what you think to know to do, you keep on doing it, even though you're still sick.
Right.
I don't know how else to say that.
Right. No, that makes perfect sense. You just keep doing it, because what else are you going to do?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And so then you went to, did Dr. Pompa, and I know you've kind of hung out my center for a bit. And and then, but you still didn't get that full, I mean, you're still struggling. I mean, we were using these different therapies, and did you at any point go on to like antibiotics and those type of therapies, or was pretty much mostly natural the whole time?
It was natural the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I didn't go the medical at all.
No.
0%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so then you were mentioning that, you know, so you've done these natural, you get to a certain point, you know, but obviously you were still struggling. And then at that point, you said that you're born again, and you're able to then get your complete healing. Can you tell me a little bit about what that process looked like? I mean, what being born again, what that meant, and then also the complete healing, how did that come about?
So, again, at 32, I got born again, and I needed something. And what I needed was Jesus. So because of all the trauma from the past and being sick, it led me to, okay, I need something. And actually, a gal named Hannah, she's part of that process. Anyways, so yeah, getting born again, and then and I was radically transformed. I was one that's literally why I like to go by Pamela, because Pam is the old man, crazy person, and Pamela is the new man, the healed man. So I literally was a changed person, transformed person, and I just started diving into the word, and I just started wanting to know what the word said. I'm a truth seeker, so I wanted the truth. And so I've been to a couple of Bible colleges. I'm a minister, licensed minister, seeking the word, studying the word. So I don't have the date or even the year. I should probably know that. But after the first Bible college and learning what Jesus did way back when, 2,000 years ago plus, that I just started typing out every time I read in the Bible that he healed somebody. So I literally took that for myself. So just meditating on the scripture. And I know that, but I literally was in the word all the time. So it wasn't just free, you know, oh, I'll just read the word. No, I mean, I was full on, you know, I'm going to find the truth here.
That was your mission. Yeah.
Pardon me?
That was your mission at the time.
That was my mission. And so, but the turning point for me was when I read that there's a couple scriptures that it says that he bore our griefs and our sorrows and our infirmities, and by his stripes were healed. And of course, what do you mean stripes? What? So I learned that, you know, it was on that Roman whipping post. That's when the blood of Jesus, the what he did for me was not only for my sins, but it was also for healing. So I went, oh, okay. So just diving in more, but the pivotal moment was when, and I don't know why this is, but it was just for me, when I realized that, first of all, Isaiah, he was a prophet way back when, he prophesied that we would have a savior. And he prophesied that this savior was going to die for us and that he was going to save us from our sins and heal all our infirmities. And so when I realized, oh, it was literally prophesied, and then it actually happened. This man, Jesus, actually died on the cross. So and it wasn't an overnight. It was a revelation that I had to continually, renew my mind, I guess. I don't know how else to say it, but take it, really take it for myself and believe it. And, but it was quick. It was probably within a couple months when I had that revelation is when I got healed. Symptoms went away and I went, oh, okay. By your stripes, I'm healed. That's what, you know, David talks about in Psalm 103 that he has healed all our diseases.
Wow.
So literally, and this is a bold statement, but everybody is already healed. It's whether we believe it or not.
Wow.
And so, yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, the healing is already there. It is just to accept it into our own lives, you know, which is amazing. And so with that, and obviously to make that into reality within yourself, that doesn't just... It's not just some, I mean, some people can do it, have instantaneous healing and it's it's a little different from different people, but it's important for people to understand that even if you don't get it immediately, that you have to kind of reaffirm that energy. You have to reaffirm that promise. And it's not only a promise, it's because it's already been done. So reaffirm that reality, I should say.
Yeah. And I think a lot of things can get in the way, of our minds, right? The battlefield is up here. So I think, you know, that's why we have to take it for ourselves, just like you said. But let me share this really quick. I left out a key component here. So I was actually on the healing ministry for a church when I first got born again, probably within that first year. And I would lay hands on people and they would be healed. But here I am still sick. And I would go in my prayer closet and I would cry out and I would, you know, God, what? I don't understand. I mean, literally tears flowing down my eyes, just soaked clothes, because here I am miserable. I'm in pain and I'm suffering, but I learned about healing. This is before I, you know, learned really about what Jesus did, but I was actually on the prayer ministry, you know, praying for people and they were getting healed. So in the middle of one of my prayer sessions of just wailing and just not understanding, and I was like, God, you know, cut off my legs. I literally said that to him, cut off my legs. I'll just live for you. I'll be sick for you. I don't care. Just use me. He said, I have already healed you. Jesus. It wasn't Holy Spirit. It wasn't God. It was Jesus. And I didn't even know that much. I had only been born again for a short amount of time. And I was mad. And I said, if you've already healed me, then why am I still sick? Nothing. And by the way, I've never heard, and that was probably, well, 15, 14 years ago, I've never heard any words like that ever again. So that's part of this too, is when I realized, because I didn't understand, probably 6 months, a year. I don't remember the time frame, but I didn't understand. Jesus, I knew in my knower, I knew that Jesus said, I have already healed you. And so, but not understanding, frustrated, but crying out to him and realizing, oh, that's what he meant. He healed me 2,000 years ago. And so that's so special to me, obviously. That's a big part of it. Told me he already healed me, and understanding that was on the cross. Yeah. That started on that Roman whipping post, and probably even before that, because, you know, Jesus and God are, you know, I'm doing a communion, a 40-day communion every morning now, and I'm on day 26. I started October 1st, and I'm learning about Jesus's blood, and boy, it's powerful. Wow. So just that's just a bonus, but
but that's powerful, just what you've said. It really is. You know, not just believing everything that you're talking about, but just a lot of the attitude too. You know, if you have mm-hmm. in your mind that you're not gonna get better, or if you're negative on a constant, it really does interfere in your healing process. I believe that. And a lot of people, when I say things like that to them, they just kind of get mad at me. You yeah. know, how am I supposed to be happy yeah. or positive or anything when I'm laying in bed crying every day yeah. of pain? So it what you're saying right now is just super powerful for those listeners out there.
And it's kind of like they feel you are negating their disease or their suffering
yes.
when you don't acknowledge their pain by saying that you can heal it in this way, you know, that you can, well, don't you understand this is real, you know, so, you know, my thoughts and my understanding, my belief, you know, that's not enough because this is a real thing. But in mm-hmm. reality, you know, by shifting, reaching out to our Creator, reaching out, you know, to Christ for healing, I mean, that it's already been done. I mean, then, you know, for yep. all, it doesn't say some affirmities, yeah, you know, it's all affirmities.
A-L-L.
It's all affirmities. All. Yes, like I had yes. in my other podcast, the Integrative Cancer Solutions with Dr. Karlfeldt that I do.
Okay.
There's a gal, her name's Lorraine Day, and she was a trauma surgeon, and she knew that with the cancer she had, it was really a cancer that was... It was all over her chest. I mean, it was attached to her rib cage, and it was so big, so it was protruding, you know, in the middle, kind of where the sternum is. You know, it was protruding as like a mound, but it kind of was attached to the whole rib cage. And mm-hmm. she knew that, you know, the medical profession with the normal things, the chemo, the radiation, the, you know, a surgery, they couldn't do, you know, because it was so big. But she knew there's just no way that they had a solution. They would be able to create a little bit of remission, maybe shrink a little bit, but she was still going to die because she's seen that again and again with her colleagues. So she knew that the only one that has promised to heal all wounds, to heal, you know, fully is God. And it's the only one that's promised to be able to heal everything. So yep. she kind of, as she was laying, she got to a point where she was laying on the floor, and she was so weak, you know, she couldn't eat, she couldn't drink. She was laying on the floor, and she couldn't, you know, she told her husband, if you move me, I mean, because she's a trauma surgeon, so she's seen yeah. death many, many times, and she knows when people are just kind of at that stage of moving over. And she said, if you move me, I'm going to die. Yeah, so
wow.
so he literally, she had to lay on the floor, and they had to administer, you know, fluids in different way than orally, and
sure.
And over time she was able, you know, by praying, by, you know, being in the Word, by being, you know, leaning on that promise, you know, she gradually got better and better, and then
amen.
after time it got to the point where she could actually put her hands underneath between her rib cage and the cancer, because it had kind of disconnected. The cancer was dying, and
wow.
and it had, so it was still the mass there, but it yeah. was dead, you know, so it didn't have that attachment to the rib cage, and she was able to actually put her hands in between the cancer and her rib cage.
Wow. Yeah,
And so, I mean,
that's
now,
amazing.
Yeah, it was incredible. I mean, yeah, that's such an incredible story. But it's to show, you know, that the promise is full healing for all infirmities. Yeah,
for everybody. There's not a soul left out of that promise or those promises that are in there. And that's the thing. It's, what are we focusing on? What are we believing? Is it a nice, you know, I have this Bible, you know, in front of me. Is it just, does it just seem good and make me feel good? Or is it the truth? And that's where I think we have to get is, you have to get black and white, and you have to receive the truth and say, I don't care. And I don't care. You have to not care what you see, hear, feel, taste, smell. Your five senses, you have to get to the point, I think sometimes, maybe not all the time, but maybe you do, and say, okay, well, if that's what God says, if he's our creator, if he created this whole thing anyways, okay, well, then I'm going to choose to believe that. So what are we focusing on? What are we believing? What do we see? What do we hear?
And I like that. I went to a conference this weekend. There was somebody that said, you know, when you are willing to really go to that step, I mean, when you're really wanting to have the effect, you need to put all your chips in. You know, everything. You just got to put it all in there. You know, not hold back. You know, yep. You have some
not
people.
Halfway, right?
No.
Yeah.
And
all in.
Exactly. And then
that's when it's dangerous, if you're half in. That's when it gets dangerous.
Yeah.
I think you have to literally make a decision and say, okay, well, either I die or I don't.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But this is it. This is what's going to happen.
And it's our faith that moves mountains, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We're not trying to get God to move. He's already done it. He can't do anymore.
Right.
He literally can't do anymore. It's like his hands are tied. And I know that's a crazy statement right there, but how's God's hands tied? Well, because he's already spoke it. And when he speaks something, it does not come back to him void. It just doesn't. It's just the way it is, whether we like it or not. It's just the way that it is. And we have so much power. We literally create our own destiny. Yes, it's his plan and it's his idea. He created the ideas and the desires, but it's for us to walk out. Right. So it's that free will that he gave us.
Yeah, because he loves us so much that he respects our desire, and that's where his hands are tied. You know, that he's already done it. The healing's already been done, but we are the ones that, you know, ties his hands, because of our, you know, not allowing him to do his work.
Exactly. Exactly. And again, it's, you know, there's two kingdoms here, and we've heard the term, probably it's an upside down kingdom. It doesn't work like the world. That's why our brains don't compute, you know. Little Johnny goes to school and gets good grades and gets the attaboy. We go to work, we get a paycheck. That is not how God's economy and God's kingdom works. It's love, L-O-V-E. That is the answer every time, because he loves us so much. He gives us that free will, but the desires in our heart, he's the one that placed them there anyways. We are co-laboring with him. So we're just literally walking that out. So if we can get to the place where, you know, when I minister to people, a lot of times I'll say, you just need to shrug your shoulders and say, I don't care anymore. I don't care. God, it's your problem. I don't care. I released it to you. Guess what? I'm done. It's your problem, God, because you love me so much. Are you kidding? I mean, it's like I say, it's always the four of us. I'm never alone. I've got Holy Spirit. I've got Jesus, and I got God and myself. So, hey, there's four of us here. So
you're in good company.
Okay. Right. We're in good company.
The best around.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow.
So I know another dear friend of mine. I mean, she was dealing with extreme nerve pain, and I mean, it was severe, and she. And it's the same. I mean, she was helping people. She was laying hands on people and they were healed, but she couldn't heal herself. And then she did receive her healing. So all of a sudden her pain was gone. She was able to walk and able to, you know, without pain. It was perfect. And then all of a sudden, in kind of the evening, the day after, you know, it started to come back, and she recognized that this is, you know, when you receive that healing, then, you know, the adversary is trying to, so that you don't trust that healing, that you don't really, you start to question that this really took place. I'm curious, did you ever go through that?
Oh, absolutely. And even more. I mean, I've pretty much always been a physical person, and, you know, I just used to really, really like to work out and be physical. I mean, yeah, outdoors, yeah, do all kinds of stuff. And then the enemy would hit me with migraines. Then he'd hit me with this. I don't even know, because I just don't give him a thought anymore. But, oh, absolutely. And it's not been perfect. I will tell you that. There, you know, he's been studying. The enemy has been studying people for a couple thousand years. And so, you know, especially when you go after God, you know, a lot of times that's when, you know, more things hit and you're like, excuse me, but that's where the rubber meets the road, right? That's where we literally, and just not just, you know, fluff, but when we speak, words have power. It's how the world was spoken into existence. That's how we were created, right? By the spoken word of God. So it's that renewing of your mind. It's taking the word literal. But again, you know, going to church is not going to do that. Sorry to say, but it's not. We need to get in for ourselves, and we need to come alongside of one another too. God has been talking to me about unity and standing, and, you know, I'm not giving up on people. I know what it's like when I was sick, and I understand, you know, you talked about people getting, you know, this is real, but I'm sick and you're not understanding, or maybe, you know, they don't say that, but you feel that. And that's understandable. And I have compassion for that, because, you know, I was there. So I have a lot of compassion, but I also know that my prayers, when I lay hands on people, I know these prayers reach the bowls of heaven, because it doesn't matter. It's the word. It's not me anyways. I'm the middleman, but it's the word that's doing the work. So I just say for listeners, don't give up. Do not give up. And I also say, when there is sickness, that is an opportunity. That is such an opportunity to prove what God has already done. So I just say, do not, whoever's listening, don't give up. You're free to call me. I mean, you know, I'll walk through it with you. But I will say, we got to get to a point where we believe. Right. I know I'm repeating myself, but that's the bottom line, is you have to renew your mind. We all have to renew our minds with all kinds of stuff. I was just hit with something just about an hour ago, something major, major in my husband and I's life. But you wouldn't know that by me speaking to you. I mean, if I told you what it was, you'd be shocked. But you know what? This is a journey with God. So I say, don't give up. Believe God's best, because he is here and he has his best for every one of us. And it is done. It is finished. And it's very clear in the Word of God.
Yeah. And that's what I love. You know, like what Christ said at the end, it is finished.
It's done.
Yeah. It's done, already deal. Done. Exactly. So there's nothing more we need to do. It's just to put the chips in and accept the gift.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We just take the word for what it says, not try to manipulate it and analyze it and try to figure out in our minds that analytical is not God. God is not analytical. He is love, period. Yeah, and that's why we're healed.
There's somebody else that's cunning.
Yes. Yes. And an accuser. And
yeah.
Yeah. So what you said is important as well. Of where's our attitude? What are we thinking about? What are we focusing on? And again, I have compassion. When you're sick, you're sick. But what are we going to do with that?
Yeah. I have a plaque in my office at home, and it says, when it's hardest to pray is when you need to pray the hardest. And I just love that phrase, because it's so true. You know, you're sick. You're angry, you're mad, you know, if you're not all in, you question God, how can he let this happen? I mean, that's just kind of a nature. It's kind of our human nature to think like that when you're going through rough times. So, yeah.
I'll say something this morning's, again, this experiencing Jesus through communion, this morning's was... again, the blood of Jesus, was in pain. In disappointment, I will worship. In betrayal. Oh goodness. I actually was just talking to my husband and we just prayed it. In betrayal, I will, I can't remember. But anyways, in disappointment, I will worship. Let's see. Hang on a second. It's right here. Okay. Hang on one second.
Right on the tip of your tongue.
Because it is. It is so good. So it's right here.
Okay. Yeah. And that's what's so incredible, is to kind of, I mean, if you lean on that reality continually, mm-hmm. And it becomes all you. It's like your body, it becomes reprogrammed, and it becomes a different body. It's like you're saying, you know, you're born again, because your body is renewed, and it's renewed in that energy, in that promise, in that gift that was given.
100%. That was already given.
Yeah.
100%. So this is just my note. So the title of this is The Betrayal of Jesus. Jesus suffered for 3 days on the cross, 3 days. And, you know, he was fully God and he was fully man. He made that choice. He did not have to do that for us, but he did. So here's my note pour out his blood on painful situations, releasing peace and forgiveness on them and each situations to their families, meaning when somebody does us wrong. And a lot of sickness is a lot of that, right? Mm-hmm. Is a lot of situations, things that should not have happened or did happen. But you know what? We've got a savior. So we can't be mad about, I mean, why? What's the point of hanging on to any of that? That is doing no good but damage to us. Whatever happened in our childhood or whatever, even, you know, yesterday, our spouse or whatever. But guess what? We don't wake up for anybody else. We wake up to love, period. That's it. So that's part of the healing too, because of things that happen to us and how are we going to respond to that. This gives us an opportunity to trust Jesus. But so this is what I wanted to say. Go ahead.
Yeah. And that's one of the, that I always thought about. I mean, here you have an individual, like you're saying, he's God. He's perfect. You know, he did nothing wrong to anybody, and he has the power to pretty much, you know, put somebody into dust. I mean, to just kind of make them into a pile of ashes at any moment. And here he is choosing by example to allow his accusers to hang him on the cross and hang there for 3 days. And at any moment he could have just walked down and, you know, burned the earth, and he chose not to. He had that ability to forgive and still love. And then we take that into our own life, you know, where we are holding on to wrongs that were done to us, recognizing that we are not perfect, the amount of wrongs that we've done to other people.
Exactly.
And here we are still holding on. We're still not forgiving. And here you have the, you know, this ultimate individual that completely forgave, you know, so who are we to feel that our, you know, how important it is for us to hold on to that wound or that wrong, instead of just letting go when somebody that was perfect let it go when the ultimate crime was done against them.
Exactly.
And 100%. Who couldn't love someone like that?
What's that?
And who couldn't love someone who did that?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So just real quick, so this is what I wanted to say. I will choose like Jesus. So if a situation comes up or somebody betrays me, or I will choose like Jesus to answer with love, or excuse me, to answer pain with love, betrayal with blessing, disappointment with worship.
I love that.
Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. I love that.
But see, for me, just like right now, like I don't remember that. I could read this, but if I don't meditate on it, it's what are we focusing on? You know, what are we focusing on? What are we, you know, and I'm not saying, life is crazy and life is full of surprises. And Satan has tried to kill me several times and it's just not going to happen for me. So for me, it's the word. But I guess what I was going to say is this would just be a, you know, these words would just be just a nice thing, a kind thing. But if I don't take it deep down in my soul and get it in my heart and up to my head, it's not going to do me any good.
Right.
No. And what's so fascinating is to, you know, like in the Hebrew language, they recognize, you know, that the letters, you know, contain certain powers and each word has a certain, you know, a certain numerology, which then gives a certain energy. And so it becomes a certain frequency. And then how they arrange the words in the scriptures and that creates then a certain pattern and that creates a certain energy. So the word in itself, the thoughts in itself, all of these have certain frequencies. And, you know, we know that our genetic material, like our DNA, it has that kind of coil-like structure, you know, which is a perfect kind of structure to contain frequencies or be impacted by frequencies. So by saying the word, by saying good words, by saying good thoughts, you know, having good thoughts, we're continually then reprogramming ourselves. Our genetic material is actually being reprogrammed, you know, towards becoming a completely different individual. So with that different energy, we are then in a place where there's health, you know, because that is what God promised, versus disease, which is what Satan brought to earth.
Yeah. Well, we're literally changing our DNA. Isn't that what you're saying?
Yes.
We're changing our structure literally by speaking death or life. And I'm sure you've talked about, you know, you take the plants and you take one plant and you speak death to that plant. Well, that plant within a month will look, you know, wilted, and you take this other plant and you speak life and love and hope and peace, and that plant's going to be thriving. Same thing with water, right? We can do that with water, and that's scientific. That's been proven. But, you know, I don't know if this is true, but I heard that everything that we say never quits. The vibration never stops. So you might know more about that, but think about that. Whatever comes out of our mouth never stops. That's powerful. And so how are we changing those frequencies? What are we saying? Just death and life is in the power of the tongue. For real.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
And that's why, because it never stops, that's why if there was not an intervention made, there would be no chance for anyone to take back all that energy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Well,
very, very powerful. Just it. I think this was a perfect time to have these listeners hear this, because, you know, so much mental illness goes along with Lyme disease or any chronic illness, and you know, not. I get people don't always like to be talked to in a religious way. Not everybody believes that, but the way that you have shared that with us tonight is just a true testament to the fact that it's true. And you need to change your mind, and you need to be all in. You got to put all your coins in, like Dr. Carl Felt said, not halfway, not 1 foot. Go all in and let him do what he promised us.
And that's why, I mean, with what I do, I mean, using holistic medicine, you know, and people say, well, does this really work? Or, you know, this looks weird. This is strange. Mm-hmm. You know, this is not what I learned in school. You know, this is not what my doctor told me. And what I say all the time is that, you know, it's where the rubber meets a road is, do you get well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And at the end of the day, you know, was there a result? Yeah, and we look upon you, yeah, we have the result, which means that no matter what, I mean, even if you believe, don't believe, you know, at the end of the day, it worked.
Yep.
And so, so then, I mean, that's what matters.
That's your answer.
Exactly. Whether you scientifically try to explain it, or, you know, we don't understand everything. I mean, whether we understand why the apple falls, it still falls. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, we may not understand every principle. Right. I mean, now we talk about gravity and all these things, but whether we understand or not, it still happens.
Right. Yeah. God's word is true.
Yeah.
It is. And the truth always trumps the facts, no matter what. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter what we believe. Well, I mean, it does matter what we believe, but in the sense of truth is truth, nobody can tell me that I'm not healed.
Right.
And I think that's what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. So, it happened. So it proves it that the process was right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, Pamela, thank you so much for joining us. I really love that. Yeah. And I think this is so important for people, like you said, especially now with all the stress in the world. It is important to be able to recognize that there are solid pillars that you can hold on to that will not move, and that way you can find peace amidst the hurricane. And I think that's really important at this time.
Yeah, 100%. And that's what you need to do is reach out and grab the word for yourself.
Yeah.
Those pillars that you're talking about, and you'll see the testimony too to our listeners. You'll see it within yourself. And then you're gonna be sharing on the show.
I love it.
I love it too.
Well, thank you so much.
All right, thank you guys.
Bye bye.
Information this podcast is for educational purposes only and is not designed to diagnose or treat any disease. I hope this podcast impacted you as it did me. Please subscribe so that you can be notified when new episodes are released. There are some excellent shows coming up that you do not want to miss. If you're enjoying these podcasts, please take a moment to write a review and please don't keep this information to yourself. Share them with your family and friends. You never know what piece of information that will transform their lives. For past episodes and powerful information on how to conquer Lyme, go to integrativelymesolutions.com and an additional powerful resource, limestream.com. For Lyme support and group discussions, join Tanya on Facebook at Lyme Conquerors Mentoring Lyme Warriors. If you'd like to know more about the cutting-edge integrative Lyme therapies my center offers, please visit thecarlfeldcenter.com. Thank you for spending this time with us, and I hope to see you at our next episode of Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Carlfeld.